But now I want to talk about something else. I want to sort of have the executive director of Resource, Tom Longstreet, talk about what Resource does. Good, and on the line joining us is Tom. Good morning, Tom.
Hey, good morning.
Let's start out with this question. So what is Resource?
Well, thanks for asking and thanks for having me on the show. Resource is a nonprofit organization that's been around since 1990. We have started in Burlington but have expanded to Hyde Park, Barrie. We're in South Burlington and are about to be in Williston. We have a three-part mission of job training, poverty relief, and environmental stewardship. And, so, you know, it's a lot of folks know us from our reused stores. We reuse building materials and household goods and, you know, the value, the thrift they can find, the fun items. We have tons of people in Vermont who like to search and, you know, find great values and, you know, funny, weird, weird items that you haven't seen in 30, 40 years that someone else is getting rid of. So, I mean, that's in a nutshell it. We create opportunity for people out of waste.
So let's talk about that, because as you mentioned, most people think of Resource as a store where you get used stuff. But that there's more to that, isn't it? Let's talk about those aspects, that sort of what happens with those funds once you sell stuff.
Well, good, yeah. I mean, really, the way we are operating, the key for Resource, and when we make decisions about how to expand and grow and serve the community, is we try to find ways that we can combine those three parts of our mission, job training, poverty relief, environmental stewardship, into a single whole and have every component support the other elements. And so one example that I think we're the only major appliance training program, the only major appliance training program in the state, and we've done that since 1992. So we train people who are out of work. Sometimes they're homeless. Sometimes they're in transition. They've been laid off from a prior job. They need new skills. We teach them to become technicians. They get LP natural gas certified through our programs, and they get a refrigeration certification. And they get tons of practice fixing machines so that they can go out and work in the industry. Some also go out and transition those skills into sort of general maintenance skills. And there's a lot of demand now for people who can fix machines, be a general handyman. So that's sort of just one example. Another example is our Youth Build program, where we train high school dropouts who are economically disadvantaged. They need a chance to complete their high school education. They're 16 and 24 years old, but some have been out of school for several years, but they've sort of hit the reality of what it means in this economy to not have a high school degree, and they want to improve themselves. They want to have that opportunity to finish that degree and find a good, meaningful job. And we train students in construction skills. So we do weatherization work, we build affordable housing, and we do solar installation. So we're combining that environmental parts of our mission with the job training, helping youth. They're with us for about a year, get their high school degree, and then they go on and get great jobs. And that's sort of how Resource puts it all together. Annually, we've got over 300 trainees a year who go through one or another of our training programs in each of these communities we serve. And people really come from throughout the, you know, much of the north central part of the state. They're able to get to one of our sites.
Let's one of the things that's happening with Resource right now is that you're moving. Why?
Well, so the space we've been in since, 1995, 266 Pine Street, we have really outgrown. We actually really outgrew it 4 or 5 years ago and have just been searching for different spaces, different opportunities for some time. We've since 2001, we've had a building material store on one side of Pine Street and a household goods store on the other side of Pine Street. And that was the way we grew. We sort of expanded but had to break off one part A few years after that, we our appliance shop outgrew the space, and so we had to send our appliance shop off to a different warehouse repair area. So what we're doing now is trying to set up a consistent model that makes resource more available throughout the state. So we're going to expand, take our Burlington site, where our lease is also running out at the end of this year. And so we're going to take the 266 Pine Street location, that current household goods store, move that to Williston. We will also be able to consolidate two other spaces, a warehouse and the appliance shop, into the Williston, the new space. Mm-hmm. We will then turn the remaining Burlington location at 339 Pine Street, what people know as our building materials store, into household goods and building materials. And what that's going to leave us with is four really solid sites, each that'll have the same model, household goods, building materials, job training programs, poverty relief programs, all under one roof. And so whether you go to Barry location, you go to the Hyde Park site, you go to Burlington, or you go to the new Williston location, you'll be able to access all of resource services, whether you need job training to get a new career, or you need a washing machine, or you need a new laptop computer, or you need pots and pans, or a bed, furniture, house, you know, tables, kitchen items.
I want to go back to job training and look at it more broadly. What constitutes, from your advantage, what constitutes sort of successful job training?
You know, I'm gonna answer that by mentioning I'm also on the Workforce Investment Board. And the governor came and spoke recently, has, you know, talks a lot about 631. And one of those numbers, one of them is talking about the ratio of dependent workers to employed workers. And he's making the point that the state has a real problem with an increase in number of dependent workers, people who are retired or in school, or on public assistance, or unemployed, relative to the number of workers. And that is creating a real cost challenge, because then there's a fewer and fewer number of people who are paying taxes and supporting those who aren't working. Mm-hmm. And one of the ways that resource can really serve the state and achieve our mission is by converting someone who's a dependent worker into who's not working, into someone who's working, who's gainfully employed, serving a business, creating value for an employer, and being productive, being a taxpaying part of our community. And that's really what we're trying to do. I mean, that's less waste, that's more opportunity in terms of human beings. That person, you know, someone, another example, one of the programs we have is a training program for people who are blind and visually impaired. And a large percentage of people who are blind, visually impaired end up not working. And we've worked for more than 10 years to try to create new opportunities for these individuals right from when they're young in high school to gain skills, figure out how to overcome this disability, and become successful contributing members of the community, and we're having a lot of success there, and that's really exciting. So whether it's someone who's been on public assistance, someone who's been laid off, someone who's been injured in a prior job, someone who has a disability, all of these people can become contributing members of the community by learning new skills that are of value, and that's really what we're all about.
Let me, in your capacity on that board, let me ask this. A lot of employers out there right now are saying they can't find the skills they needed from their workers to meet their demands in terms of employees. How do you match those two up, the skills that are needed versus what the employers need?
Good question. You know, a few years ago, maybe it was two years ago, we, after conversations with several manufacturers who were saying exactly that they were really struggling to find workers, and they were willing to train in the specific you know, techniques and, you know, specific duties of the job, but they were struggling to find people who could show up every day, who would be reliable, dependable, who wanted to learn and wanted to really make an investment in a new career. And they also were struggling to find young people. And at the same time, we knew about a lot of graduating high school students who weren't going to be going on to college and whose job prospects weren't very good. They were struggling to find work. And so we created what we call our Career Path training program. And through Career Path, Resource is creating new opportunities and connecting those employers who really need jobs with young people who want a career. And we're finding in a three-month intensive program that starts with training that's delivered at Resource and then finishes with training at the employer, that we're able to successfully sort of take a young person who doesn't have much job experience and transition them into a brand new career.
And so let me ask this. What is Vermont lacking now to ensure that there is that job skill match?
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, Resource would love to be in every single community in Vermont. You know, what our training programs also aren't unique, but Resource is part of Vermont Workforce Coalition. We work with a number of different nonprofits that do job training, that do workforce development, and one of the challenges is funding. And, you know, we are able to fund many of our training programs through our reuse services. So someone who donates goods to us, someone who shops at our stores, that helps us fund some of these vital training programs. But it also, you know, we do fundraising. We apply for foundation grants. We get some government support. And piecing all of that together is tricky. And, you know, Resource, I think as a state, we really need to think, how do we invest resources to enable more people who are dependent workers now to become productive, gainfully employed employees, and I think that's one of the key challenges. And I think, you know, some amount of funding is part of that mix. One of the things we really have, I in particular have been working with the State Workforce Investment Board to do, is to figure out better measures of performance, and so that we could really measure continuously return on investment, because we are convinced by our own data that in terms of the number of people who go through our programs, graduate successfully, get placed into jobs, we know, you know, the 5 years prior to them entering our program, how little they were earning and how much in some ways they were costing the system. And then following our training, they are gainfully employed, they're paying taxes, and there's a real difference there and a real strong return on investment. And I think we need that. To measure that, we hope that the state, through the tax department, through other government services which are already collecting this information, that we can have sort of better numbers coming back in terms of outcomes and impact to those nonprofits who are delivering training services. And ultimately, that's going to help us recognize and say, hey, there is a strong correlation here. There's a strong return on investment. Let's put a little bit more funding into this to make sure that this is most successful.
We're speaking with Resource Executive Director Tom Longstreth. And one of the things I want to, Tom, I want to take a short break. Can you hold on? I want to still ask more questions about your organization.
Absolutely.
When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Tom about Resource. You're listening to Open Mic on WDEV. I'm Mike Smith. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Open Mic. I'm Mike Smith. We're speaking with Resource Executive Director Tom Longstreth, and we will continue our conversation. Tom, let me ask you this, because I'm really curious. How did you become interested in Resource, and what do you find fulfilling in your responsibilities as executive director?
Hey, well, thanks for asking. Yeah, no, I've been at Resource, I think it's 21 years. You know, when I started, we just had one location down there on Pine Street, 266 Pine Street, and that's the location that at the end of February is going to be moving to Williston, leaving just one location in Burlington, one in Barrie, one in Hyde Park, one in Barrie. But so I got into this because, well, I was graduating from the John F. Kennedy School of Government with a master's in public policy and had a prior history working in workforce development. I was previously with Vermont Youth Conservation Corps. And, you know, my whole career, my whole life has been focused on trying to give people new opportunities to get job skills. I did some mentoring and coaching out in Montana. I've done some backcountry trail building in New Hampshire, and you know, with some kids who were getting into trouble, and this was a way for them to gain new skills, get some pride in what they could accomplish, and that's what I really find at Resource is what keeps me doing it. You know, it's the job keeps changing, but the thing that still holds my passion is the chance to take someone who's having a tough time, give them a new skill, help them connect with an employer who's willing to maybe take a risk on someone who doesn't have an unblemished resume. Maybe they've done some time with corrections. You know, maybe they've had some other barriers. Maybe they haven't graduated from high school, or it's a non-traditional pathway that they've taken to getting those skills and that degree. And when that person has success, that is really fulfilling to me personally.
What's your greatest need now?
Well, you know, with this move coming up, you know, we've been at the same place. Anyone who's, you know, sort of been in a home for a long time and then they move, they know what it's all about. You accumulate stuff. And, you know, that's sort of our business, too. But moving is just going to be a huge undertaking, and we are looking for volunteers who might help. We're looking for businesses who might bring a whole group of people, help us, you know, move it during the month of February from one location to another, and then consolidate and change, really, you know, restructure another location from being just a building material site to House of Goods, building materials, and training. We're going to set up a brand new classroom for our youth build students in Burlington. There's a ton of stuff to move. Our computer shop needs to get moved to Williston. Our appliance shop needs to get moved to Williston. So volunteers is a big need. There's also going to be a cost, you know, operationally, this is going to be a big challenge because we're going to lose revenue from sales. We have about a $5 million annual budget, have about 80 staff. And a lot of that work of those staff, instead of producing goods that some of which we can sell, some we give away, we're really going to be just moving them. And so it's going to be a challenging several months while we transition. And, of course, then once we're moved in, we need shoppers. We need people to come find us in Williston, and we want to let people know that, hey, as of March 1, we hope to be open in Williston at 329 Harvest Lane, you know, right near Walmart, Home Depot. So we really want people to come see us and see the new location that'll have both building materials and household goods. We hope people will donate goods to that new location.
Hey, Tom, I've got a scoop, but before we go, I want to make sure where people can find out more information about your organization. Really quick here.
Yeah, great site is resourcevt.org. Our website, brand new website, and has a ton of great information about our training programs, our poverty relief, about this move. And they can contact us if they'd be able to volunteer through some links on that website, resourcevt.org.
I got to run, Tom. Thank you very much. Resource Executive Director Tom Longstreet.